Annual meeting to order. It's 9 minutes after 9 a.m., April 23rd. I'm going to turn the volume down a little bit. Can you do that for the echo? With me today is Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson. Good morning. Senator Elton, Senator Thomas, Senator Huggins is in the building, probably tied up with another meeting, along with Senator Dyson, who's at another committee meeting. And myself, Senator Stedman, welcome everybody here to Senate Finance this morning. We have three bills on the agenda: House Bill 19, limiting driver's license ignition interlock; House Bill 75, driver's license alcohol awareness of minors; and House Bill 285, muni tax exemption combat deaths. We'll start off with House Bill 19, limiting driver's license ignition interlock. We heard this bill on March 29th. We set the bill aside to allow the sponsor an opportunity to address concerns voiced by the committee members. And in your packet, there's a memorandum from Rep. Myers answering those questions. I've asked Rep. Myers and staff to come forward and walk the committee through the answers that he sent to the committee. And Mr. Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. From Rep. Myers' office, if you can please introduce yourself for the record and who you represent, and then walk us through your boss's response, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Mike Pawlowski, and I'm an aide for Representative Kevin Meyer. The sponsor of HB 19 does send his apologies that he couldn't be here this morning, but he isn't currently in House Finance. The memorandum dated March 31st, 2008, is responses to the questions asked by committee. Walking through those, the first was Senator Elton asking about Section 2 and would it lead municipalities to defer prosecution to the Department of Law. Attached to the memorandum was issued a new fiscal note by Department of Law as a zero fiscal note. They do not see this as an issue and do not believe that municipalities will shift the burden up to the department. The second was also a question from Senator Elton about coordination between the Department of Motor Vehicles and the court system. The Department of Motor Vehicles and the court system currently coordinate in regards to license revocations. Ignition interlocks in some way can make that easier because they are an automated system. Data can move back and forth a little bit easier, and we believe the system, and DMV believes the system, currently works, particularly for probation. Another question was raised about the feasibility of a performance-based exit to the program. The sponsor was interested in that. We spoke with Senator French, who was the sponsor of the probation sections of the bill, and determined that while that would be cumbersome and probably expensive to implement, it perhaps needs a little bit further looking. However, we believe that the current probation system is comprehensive enough to start the program off in evaluating when a person should or should not get off the ignition interlock device. The point being that under the statute, it is a minimum period during your period of probation, which leaves it open for the extension of the period if a person has violated their probation or needs to have that extended. Senator Dyson had asked about the seizure or forfeiture of a vehicle that someone was driving, that having borrowed a vehicle from someone else if they were violating their ignition interlock device. The subsequent statute, AS 2836037, provides the standard means for remission through which a person goes to the court, demonstrates their interest in real property, and gets the seized property returned to them. A question was raised finally about allowing felons to receive an ignition interlock limited license. This creates a lot of complications and has been raised in several other committees. While the original bill did extend to allow felons an ignition interlock limited license, even that wasn't perfect and cumbersome because of the way revocations work in our state. This issue has been brought up several times and been voted down in all the earlier committees, and the sponsor would prefer to stick with what the earlier committees have done. The final question was about which communities were exempted. That list is prepared by the Department of Motor Vehicles and attached to the memo as well, Mr. Chairman. If there's further questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
We have 10 fiscal note from DOT, and we have one intermediate note from Corrections and one note from DMV for $76,000 in receipt-supported services for one new position to handle the extra workload. We have taken public testimony at the last meeting, and do we have any questions from committee members? Any concerns? Senator Elton?
Not a question. I just want to pass on to staff for the bill sponsor that I really appreciated the alacrity with which you got back and answered the questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr.
Any other questions? Senator Hoffman, the will of the committee?
Knowing that Representative Meyer is going to hearing my bill today and will be passing that bill out, I move that the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate CS for CS for House Bill 19 with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion on the table to move the bill from committee with individual fiscal notes and attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee, and please let your boss know that we have moved the bill out. And
Mr. Chairman, the record, I will take that back to my boss. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. House Bill 75, the next bill up, driver's license, alcohol awareness for minor. We heard this bill on March 29th. The bill was set aside to allow the committee members an opportunity to voice concerns and hear from the public. We haven't heard any concerns that I'm aware of. And with us today, we have the prime sponsor, Rep. Ramirez. Do we have any questions on this bill? There are two fiscal notes. 10 fiscal note from the Department of Health and Social Services, one fiscal note from DMV for $30,000 in receipt-supported services to pay for the testing software. And we have had, again, public testimony on this bill at the previous meeting. Do we have any questions or concerns for the bill sponsor? Seeing none, the will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for House Bill 75 with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have motion to move the bill from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
We'll now take a brief at ease. The last bill up today is House Bill 285, Muni Tax Exemption Combat Deaths. We've heard this bill for the first time on April 2nd. We set the bill aside to allow committee members the opportunity to hear concerns expressed from the public or issues that they may have come up with themselves, and we have not been informed of any concerns on this bill. And we have 10 fiscal note from DCCED. Do we have any questions or concerns from committee members? Senator Huggins.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to take this opportunity to compliment Representative Coghill and specifically his staffer, Ms. Lister, for the hard work they've put into this bill.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or concerns? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee pass out C.S. Frost Bill 285 CRA with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Okay, we have a motion on the table to move committee substitute for House Bill number 285, version E, out of committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. Do we have any objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Unless there's any additional comments or questions from committee members, this concludes the business for today. We are on the 24-hour rule, and our next meeting will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. And later today, we'll be posting the schedule. And if you have any concerns on what's posted, please inform my office. And as we are on the 24-hour rule, as we all know, things start sometimes moving around the building at a fairly rapid pace. With that, meeting adjourned.